for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2009 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, November the 28th, 2009. Tom Stone is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on A Manual for the Body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You believe in Him today.
Yeah.
You understand His Word.
Yeah.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Do we really understand what He wants us to hear? Because I'm telling you right now, God expects something out of us.
Amen.
That's obedience. His Word, it says, as better for obedience than what? What do we sacrifice today? Flesh, organs, hearts. And we go up to these temples and we call them hospitals. And we go in there and subject ourselves to the needle, which puts us in imitation death. And they go in and they cut out your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, your appendix, whatever else, your spleen. So God says, no, we don't have to sacrifice these things today. But yet He had humor, and He wrote in the New Testament, if it offendeth thee, cut it out. It's better to enter into the kingdom of heaven without that, but to get there. In other words, repent. If you've done and lost them, come to the knowledge of it and repent. Because I came to the area knowing that I was an alcoholic from time 19 to 27 and I quit drinking. I came to the knowledge of all of a sudden I had another problem, Carla. And I needed help. And I needed it now. And I came here and I crashed a prayer meeting on Thursday afternoon. And there was a saint still here called Fern Outlaw. There was another saint called Irma Miller. And there was a saint called Glenn Miller. And I waited for the right time. And I said, I need prayer and I need it now. They laid hands on me and I didn't say I needed deliverance from this, this, or this, or this. This is my problem. I said, I need it now. They started praying over me and the word of knowledge came, said, he had an alcoholic spirit, and they bound that alcohol. I burped, I tasted, and they smelt the last thing I drank 20 years prior. God is requiring the end time saints to a different level. And I want to come and be subjected unto Him. I want to be obedient. I want to be obedient to Him. Because I found out also, if the Holy Spirit is pricking you, if it offendeth you in any way, you need to search the Word, but say, Lord, don't say no. Because you stand in an area in jeopardy of saying no to the Holy Spirit. And He says, my Spirit will not strive with man always. Do you want God's Spirit to still strive with you? I want Him to strive with me. I want Him to say, hey, Tom, you need to turn and walk another direction in that area in my life. And it's getting serious. Been a lot of teaching, a lot of Word. And I thank God it was Him. We've seen deliverance this weekend. It was Him. My son came for the first time in a long time. And I want to tell you something. Your children are the pruning shears to us. Yeah. And guess what? He showed me in areas that I still need to change today. Now, standing right up here, he came and submitted to prayer yesterday in the men's meeting. And God moved. He came today, and I turned him over to Richard, and Richard prayed. And when he prayed, he had been deaf from the time he was 2 years old until this morning. in his right ear, and he opened his ear. The God that we serve today should be the God in our lives right now. Do you hear me what I'm saying? It makes no difference who prays. Mamas, you may be too close to the situation. Daddies, you may be too close to the situation because they are an extension of you. And that's showing me that I got to lay my pride down because knowledge puffeth up. And I need another washing of the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, we need to bind that spirit of Jezebel in ourselves. We need to bind that spirit of Saul. That is not the anointing of God. And we think it is because our knowledge puffeth us up. And we walk in this thing, and it is an abominable thing to God. Because there is no Holy Spirit. And I know that preachers, they get in a mode that it's me, it's me, it's me, it's my ministry, my ministry, my ministry. And they fail to realize it's God's ministry. And when God's there, all things are possible. But when man's there, it is witchcraft control. It's transference of spirits, one spirit controlling another spirit, and whoever is the strongest witch controls. Church, did you hear me? We need to come to a higher level. We understand if we go buy a TV, they give you a manual how to go through it, right? You know, how to get on and click it. You buy a washing machine, they give you a manual to tell you which button to get to what cycle to work it. You buy a dishwasher, they give you a manual to get to which cycle to for the soap to go in, to get the cleanest, if you want to steam dried, so forth and so forth. We never realized God gave us a manual for us. I'm talking about from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. I'm talking about your physical body. You go limping down the street, you got a flat tire. What does the manual in your car say? You need to pull over, you need to jack it up, you need to go to your trunk, you need to get your lug wrench, you need to take some lugs off, you need to pull off the flat tire, put it in your trunk, pull out the other one first, and then put the old one back in there, put the tire that's inflated on your car and going on down the road. God's got a manual and it's called the Bible. It's called the Holy Word. It's called the Bread of Life. It's called the Book of Life. Jerry preaches a lot about it. She says, if you've got a problem, search the Word and repent over it. Not for somebody else. In other words, I need to read it just like this. Can you see my face? I don't see your face. We need to examine this thing right here. The heart, the intent, the mind, will, and emotions. Is it connected to self? Is it connected to Jezebel? Is it connected to Saul? Or is it connected to Jesus Christ? And so I started looking at some things in the Word. We talked on Leviticus chapter 18. It's the laws of God the other day. But I want to go to a little area. I want to go to the book of health. You know there's a book of health? And it's called the food laws. Hallelujah. A lot of people say, well, we're not under the law anymore. Whose law do you think we're not under? Some people think we can pray over anything and do anything we want to and go on. And there's no consequences. I beg to differ with you. Deuteronomy chapter 28, the first 15 verses is all the blessings. The next 15 from 68 is the cursings. Now, the automobile man created and put together the automobile. Right? And he also, at the same time, he created a manual for every part to fit every place, every bolt, every connection, every situation. Did he not? And if God created you, do you think he left off a manual? Think about it. Did he leave off a manual? Did he leave out the instructions? He came. He was the Word of God before He was manifested in the flesh and came to this earth. He came and left the keys of the kingdom of God here for us to handle, to move in, to be inspired by, but to read. But we got to get to a place that we listen to God and He talked to us as Adam and God spoke. He desires to come down in the cool of the day and speak to us. I don't know about you, but I've heard Him several times. Audibly. And you know that He's talking to you. And you don't have to ask whose voice it is. Because He'll call you by your first name. Because He knows you that way. He knew you before you was placed in your mother's womb. And He's already had a place for you to get to in life of a station that we have not acquired yet today. And that's the true worshipers of God. He knows you, but do you know Him? Do you know Him? How do I know Him? And He's willing to correct me as He is you when you lay before Him. He will guide you and lead you to areas that you need the Holy Spirit to adjust you. It was a very new one came to me. A lot of you have done and heard my testimony, but the area of very selfishness came through that situation of that attempted abortion on me. Because I'm becoming a survivor. I can do it by myself. I don't need anybody's help. But I need to yield that. I need to come to a compassion that I see that other people need help. In other words, it's not me only. You understand what I'm saying? And I need to come out of this narcissistic attitude to a degree. I don't have a full one. It's not all about me. It's not all about me. But if there's a touch or a hint of a situation, a narcissistic spirit, that you've got to pray like me, sis. Not so. You've got to minister to me, Jamie, like I minister. Not so. You've got to sing like me. Not so. In any of these areas, folks, any of these areas that we feel that they've got to move and operate like you, you need to back up it and look at and see what is connected to that spirit. Because God wants us to move us from this plane, from this chair to another chair, or to another ladder where the Holy Spirit will come down and descend just like Jacob's ladder. He will share His glory. And that's what that Jacob's ladder is. He's wanting to come down and give you the ability, the word of knowledge, sis, right at the right moment to speak to the situation and to cut the root at this person set free. And you came here and you're being equipped. And you're going to go back. But only when the Lord says. Hear me. Only when the Lord says. Only speak His words. And you will see things move like you never moved before. But we get so puffed up in knowledge that we give so much instructions before it ever happens that we nullify the Holy Spirit before it has a chance to work. Because we haven't learned who He is. We learned about Him, but have we learned who He is? How He loves us? What He expects of us? And it started changing me. And I told a man earlier today, you know, he started working on me, Jerry, and I lost 47 pounds. And I had to start adjusting some other things. Not only cutting my throat, but I had to adjust some attitudes. See? We could go on these diet programs, that's true, and be very, very efficient at them. In other words, you can achieve what you want to go to. But the attitude, the spirit of man that dwells in us, it needs to be changed. And yet we look at heavy people and we judge them. But we could be the perfect weight, the perfect height, our teeth all in line, but we still have problems with diabetes. We still have heart problems. We still have cancer. We still have these other things. What's going on? Is it a physical issue or a heart issue? I think it's a heart issue. Because out of the heart floweth everything. Everything. But it's the Holy Spirit that gives the brain the intelligence to send that electrode down to your heart to make your heart pump. So this thing up here and your heart needs to get in line with the Holy Spirit. In Galatians chapter 3, it says, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Look at that. Turn over there. Look at it. Who has taught you wrongly? Who has refused to teach you the laws of God? Who has refused to introduce you to the Father above? The one that's created something out of nothing, hung it on nothing. And you can go to the North Pole and the South Pole and you can look for some kind of thing that it's spinning on and it's not there. If you start east, can you get to the west? No, you can't. If you start east and go and try to get to the west and you keep going, can you get to the west? No, you can't. Because east is still out there. Or if you turn it around, if you start west, can you get to the east if you keep going west and never turn around? No, you can't. Because they're still west. They're still west. And what day is it today? What day is it in Australia? Sunday? Or Friday? One or two? One or the other? So what day is it today? Yeah, that's right. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. The day that the Lord has made. You know, we can get up here and we can ask these profound questions and there's an answer for every one of them. God said. But what I'm saying is, we need to understand some things. We need to know who God is. I want to touch on something, and I got started on this and up in the men's meeting, and it's talking about the manual that makes us tick, that makes us work. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. Look at it. It says, the people of old times, or the Old Testament, are example unto us. Example. And I just quoted part of it, because I want you to get there and look at it. And guys, just hang with me. I'm going to go a little bit further than what we went up there. If they're an example, what does the word example mean? Yeah. Okay, if it happened to them, and they done so and so and so and so, will it happen to us? If they disobeyed God in the Old Testament, an example, and things happen right there, if we disobey God today, will it happen? It's going to happen. Now, I want to ask you another question. Where is your salvation? Are we in the church or are we in the kingdom of God? Have we been transformed? Leviticus 3:11. Let's go there right quick. Because we touched on Leviticus the other day and some people were in here and some people were not. Okay. Read the first 3:11. It says, and the priest shall burn upon the altars. It is food of the offering of made the fire unto the Lord. But go back up and read it in verse 10. It says, and the two kidneys and the fat thereof and is upon them, which is by the flank and which is by the gall and their liver and their kidneys, and they shall be he take away. He's talking about the lamb that's brought in and slain. But this is sacrifice for sins, is it not? We don't sacrifice today. But we go up there and we get our kidneys and our flanks cut out, and we get laparsuction and things of that nature. Do we sacrifice? And we sacrifice. And God says not to eat the fat thereof, nor the blood thereof. All right? I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 3. We need to get back to the point at hand. Verse 3, thou shalt eat any abominable thing. What is abominable? What does it mean?
God hates it.
God hates it. That's an abominable thing. And it says, and these are the beasts which us shall eat, the ox, the sheep, the goat, the hart, the roebuck, the fowl deer, the wild goat, and the pigris, whatever, I don't know how to pronounce that right quickly, and the wild ox and the conies. Because see, these animals have ruminant stomachs. And they can cast off all the enzymes that the body, the human body does not need in it. But the other animals that do not have the ruminant stomach, they cannot cast off the enzymes that they're not supposed to eat. You're talking about your swine. You're talking about anything that's got fur on its paws. You know, if you handle a rabbit at the wrong time of the year, you'll get wolves. Worms. You even with a deer, you harvest a deer at the wrong time of the year, you can get tick fever and die. And these ticks are on the rabbits. The wrong time of the year, when it's harvest wrong. So we need to come back to understand and see what God has to say. And there's four kinds of fevers. The urea fever, there's a tick fever, there's Lyme's disease, there's this Rocky Mountain fever, and all these things will put you in a hospital. And we're touching things that we're not supposed to touch, and we find, well, what is wrong? And they say, well, hey, these things were of old, and they're coming back now. And they say, well, what's going on? What is happening? What is happening today to us? Because we haven't searched the Word of God. We haven't understood the Word of God. We don't know who God is. And His principles has never gone away. Never gone away. I know some boys that went over here, not too far away from where I live, and they was out poaching and they was hunting, and they killed a deer and they got one of these ticks on them, and they died. First off, they broke the law of man, and also the law of God, because they refused to hear what the Lord says to us. But also, Jesus Christ makes a way out. Not too many years ago, I had a truck and I parked it on a job, and it was right in the middle of a deer infested area where deer came and laid down and slept and all that. And my wife, she went out there and she went and got the title, and we need to buy tags for it. And she got a tick, where was it? Right about there. And it bit her. And the next day there was a bullseye around it. Lyme's disease. And then she started saying, Lord, what do we do now? And the Lord says, to pray this way, to break covenant between the deer and the tick, and break the blood covenant between her and the tick, and the Lyme's disease went away and repented of it. Do we know God? Do we hear His voice? Should we hear His voice? Should we hear God's voice? I think we should.
Amen.
In every area of our lives. And we say, no, because I'm out from underneath the law. If I pray over anything, I can do anything I want to. What are you telling God? What area have you stepped over into? Idolatry. I'm a greater God than He is. And we can't even get past the first commandment. To worship any God except Him. And we're worshiping ourselves. Verse 8. The swine, because it divideth his hoof, yet cheweth not the cud. It is unclean unto you. You shall not eat it of their flesh, or touch their dead carcasses. There was one particular priest that had two wild and unruly sons, Eli. They were of this notion, hey, my daddy's a priest, we can do anything we want to, and they got to telling him what to do, and they went out and they killed his pig and they put it up on the brazen altar and they offered it. And guess what happened to them? They died. Now, if God feels about, that much about it, Isaiah chapter 11, it talks about the Spirit of God. Let's go there right quick. Verse 11, chapter 11, verse 2, it says, and the Spirit of the Lord rests upon him, the Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of wisdom is the Spirit of God. The Spirit of understanding is God. The Spirit of counsel and might is God. The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. These are all things. Jesus was Lord, but he also attended himself to God. You go to Revelation chapter 2, those same spirits or the same churches, and then chapter 2, and it says, and I have somewhat against you for eating meat that's offered to idols. That's Revelations. Are you in the end times? Are you in the end times today? Are you closer, one day closer to God than you was yesterday? Do we know God? Are we fooling around? But yet He loves you so much, He sent Jesus Christ to die for you and wants you to turn. But yet, once we come to Him, we have some gifts of prophecy, and we have the gifts of tongues given to us. That's just a start. There's more, and more, and more, and more. But it's not yours. But if we allow, we come into a place that God can come down and transform you into Himself and move, and you'll see miracles follow you. It's not you doing it, by the way. But don't look for the miracles. Don't look for the miracles, because they shall follow you. Because if you're looking for the miracles, you're looking the wrong way. God's behind you. Because He is the miracle worker. And because at one time, I'm going to get touched back on one of my testimonies, and I heard God, He says, Tom, it's time for you to turn around. Guess where He was at? Behind me. I was going the wrong way. And then the next time I heard Him audibly, He was beside me. I was walking with Him closer. And next time, I heard Him directly in front of me. And each time He called my name. He didn't use any other name. He called me by my first name, Tom. A relationship, He knew me. And one of the times was, there was a man dead. And I looked around and He said, don't look around to where any help whatsoever. You said, look up into me where your strength comes from. See, we're looking the wrong way. Yes, it's good to go to doctors to get what? For discernment. To get the title to the disease or the problem you've got. Then go home and repent. Go home and repent. You hear me? And then start looking in the Word. Just like your heart issues. If we have a broken heart, the top part of the heart will pump like this, and the bottom part will work like this. They call it a fibrillation. They call it the top lobe, what do they call it? The top lobe of, atrial fibrillation. And so the fibrillation is the bottom part can't pump fast enough to get what the top's out. And it's fluttering like that. And your blood pressure and your blood count will go crazy. That's a broken heart. And when you get a broken heart, then it causes other problems. It starts messing with the flow of the blood, and then all of a sudden you wind up with fungus on your toes. Fungus on your fingernails. Broken heart issue. And really, I think about everything that starts out of a heart. Because if the heart gets broke, if it's wounded, if the proverb says, a man with a what? Wounded spirit can barely stand, but he with a broken spirit cannot stand. Because it's the Spirit of God that has been broken in him. And then these things branch off from there. I know a minister that he ministered in a church, and he was one of the bigwigs of one of the denominations, and he fell into a trap. And he sinned, and they kicked him out. And he came to Arkansas to minister, to kind of hide away where his name wouldn't be spread, and some of it would die. And then he started ministering, and all of a sudden, his wife went kind of haywire, and they kicked him out. And this broke him. In other words, then he started judging himself so hard, so unreal, that he opened the door to diabetes and died with a terrible death. It's because he started judging himself and refused to let himself go. And God said, if God's for you, who can be against you? Who can be against you? Judge not lest you be judged. Whether you judge yourself or whether you judge somebody else. And I'm telling you what, don't be judging the anointed of God. We will get slapped every time. I've seen things in churches, and I used to judge it all the time. But I would get aggravated, and I would leave that church, and I would go to the next one. What I was doing, I was dragging a temper, anger, and unforgiveness from that church to the other church. Was I blessing that church, or were I bringing a curse there? Now, guys, how many places you drug a curse? If you've been hurt in one area and not got healed by the Holy Spirit, have you drug it to another place? A heart issue. Now, I've been clean before the Lord. Do we know God? He knows you. He knows you. And see, we have to have a clean heart before Him. And we sit back and try to manipulate and witchcraft control people. You know? And guess what? It don't work. It don't work. Went into one church and I judged it, and I was watching the offering plate go around, and they were picking up checks and money. And I wanted to find out more about God. I wanted to find out about the gifts of God. I wanted to find out more wisdom. I wanted to find out more understanding. And I followed it. I caught him, and I ran in quick, Jerry, and I caught him at his pastor's door. And he went in, and I went in right behind him, and he didn't see me come in. And he was picking $20 bills and $100 bills out of it and sticking it in his pocket. Guess what happened? I got mad. Got angry. Didn't do me no good. I couldn't go to the church and tell him because, you know, in the last days it says, and the wheat and the tares shall grow up together. But if you expose those wheat or if you tares and you try to clean them out yourself, you yourself will be destroyed. So you got to let God deal with these people. I've seen terrorists come here, and I chose not to deal with them. I chose not to deal with them. God, you do it. You clean it up. I've seen people come here with the attitude, well, I'm going to go down there and clean up the camp, Jamie. These people, he gave me a list and said, these people don't belong there. I said, ooh. Don't go there, Tom. Don't go there. I saw it. And people come here and they judge this place and they see, yes, you guys got eyes. You've got discernment. Every life is an open book. And you see things that's out of order. Don't go there. Let God deal with it. That's what's happened to other churches, and they go away. Well, you know what about blah, 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 blah. And speaking curses upon themselves. Because they did not go to their closet and pray about the situation. They did not go say, God, heal that person. Lord God, give him dreams and visions. Turn him around, Lord God. Send a true minister of God to minister to those people. The one that, the anointing that breaketh the yoke. The one who can speak life to that situation. And Jesus himself, Peter said, hey, we're walking along and I see another group over there. And he says, are they not following us? Shouldn't they be reprimanded? Shouldn't they be brought unto us? And he says, hold your peace. If they're for us, they're not against us. God's wanting people alive, not dead. And we need to be able to speak life to these people. Not go tell them about their faults, but go pray for them. Don't even touch their faults. But pray for their disease that they've got. And when God reaches down and heals the disease, and all of a sudden, oh, there is a Heavenly Father. The light may turn on. And where the light is, there's the Father. And there's the Father. And we go about eating things and put them in our bodies and we're putting in poison and we don't even realize it. It says, thou shalt not drink any strong drink. What is strong drink? I touch this. Don't answer, man, because you know the answer. Anything that will stimulate you to move in a different direction than what you should go. If you get hooked on tea, and you got to have tea all the time. Strong, caffeinated tea. Here's one you can really understand. Go down to Starbucks coffee shop and get you one of them, what do they call them? Oh, okay. And you drink one of them boogers. And see how long you're going to stay awake. Is that strong drink? And everybody wants to go to beer, wine, and whiskey. Yes, those are all spirits. And you'll get those spirits if you go apprehend them and take them. I know back a long time ago, we came to a little knowledge and we tried to come off. And I was at a prayer meeting and Diane, she said, well, I need prayer. And we came off this caffeine. It's a struggle sometimes. But once she came off of it, then her children was easier for them to come off of it. But every once in a while, they fall off the wagon and then we've got to go through this withdrawals and situations again. Do we know God? Now, I've seen people just as healthy as can be. I mean, the right weight. I mean, their hair, not one of them is out of place, like mine normally is all over the top of my head. Clean clothes, and they got the same problem with cholesterol as the heavy person. Or the same problem with diabetes as the heavy person. Now, is it a physical issue or is it a heart issue? It's a heart issue. I've seen marathon people drop over with heart attacks. I mean, not a bit of fat on them. I mean, their fat content is right down to the nitty gritty. And they drop over with heart attack. Is it a physical condition or heart problem? Heart problem. So I feel, to me, God's telling me we need a heart transplant. You know, over in Ezekiel chapter 36, he said, I'll pull out your stony heart and place it with a heart of flesh that you can have compassion to forgive people. And mainly to forgive yourself. But the thing about it is, when you mess up, is to be able to confess I messed up and say, Father, forgive me, for I knew not what I was doing. And he said, even then, when they was nailing to the cross, he says, I forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. Look down at your hands. You got any scars in your hands from nails? He went through death. That's just another way of dying. Just another way of dying. And God's got you marked. Look at the end of your fingers. You see any fingerprints there? Is yours like mine? No. He's got you marked. He knows you. Now we need to know him that well. We need to know his smell. We need to know his voice. We need to know even when the wind blows and rustles the myrtle bush, that's your hair. Is it an evil spirit or is it God? I want to know God. Sometimes it's after the fact that I understand. But I want a quicker understanding. I have a feeling God's doing some things right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for jogging people, jogging their hearts. The Holy Spirit wants to visit each one of us personally. Personally. To an area and to an extent that He knows even your blood count. He knows it already. He knows even how fast your heart is pumping. He knows how, if you're sighing or you caught in that spirit of sighing, everything, just the dread. If you're oppressed, He knows that. And He knows the remedy. Because we've turned loose. We turn loose of things. And say, Father, I can't handle it. And I've got to give it to You. And we come out from under oppressions and depressions. We even start looking at our enemies different. Because really we shouldn't have an enemy. The only enemy is the enemy of God. And even those people that's carrying those enemies around in them, we should be able to pray for them. But sometimes I know that as people come in here and I say, another one. I'm in the wrong spirit. I'm in the wrong spirit. And when I get my mind right and my heart right, God, I lift them up to You. You deal with them. This battle's not mine. Choose your battle. Who are you battling against? Are you battling against the demonic forces or are you battling against God? Not all demonic forces or all things that's happening to you is Satan. We give him too much credit sometimes. And then we focus in on our problems, and our problems get bigger and God gets smaller. The only thing I found that God can't do, and that is He can't lie. He can't lie. Because once He spoke it, He spoke everything into existence. He spoke the roadmap, the book of life. He spoke it all right there. And God says, here I am. He says, I came in a volume of books. And we need to understand Him from the front to the beginning. From front to the back. From the back to the front. We need to find out if we're under a curse or not. Who cursed us? The majority of the times, we cursed ourselves. And then we need to say, God, forgive me. Change me. Restore me. Make me new. And then when we come for prayer, we don't need to tell God, well, I've got this problem, and I've got this problem, but I got these other three problems are greater than these two problems that they don't need to be addressed. I want to keep those. I want to keep those. I want to keep those. And then we wind up and we don't even realize that we stepped over into Jezebel telling God what to do. Or the spirit of idolatry. I'm greater than God. You know, let us all. Because I want God to change me. I want to be changed. And I desire to see every one of you live. And not die. I want life, life more abundant for you. Because there are people that I cannot reach, but you go, where you go to, there's a people that you can reach. Just like I said yesterday, I mean, if we all huddled up in one spot, then the enemy drops a bomb and we're all taken out at one time. What happens to the people that needs ministering to? And sometimes we get changed from one spot to the other spot and we kick and we scream and we holler and, well, they found out this and they found out that and they told me to leave. Hey, go to God and say, God, forgive me. And go on. And God will restore you in another place because maybe God's trying to get you to get out of that place. Because it's drying up. He's wanting to take you to a rich and fertile ground. He wants to take you to a river of life. A place that God would minister to you and give you a fresh new look at life. And I know a lot of you have been exposed to a lot of teachings this weekend that you normally don't hear in churches and stuff like that. And God's wanting to restore you. He's wanting to bring you to a closer relationship with Him. And a lot of you have been brought already closer, but He's wanting to bring you closer and closer until when you look in the face of Jesus, He sees His face, because we should become a mirror to Him. And I found the worst enemy I've got is that guy that I shave every morning, because I'm the one that can speak life to myself or death. I mean, just between these pearly whites. And put ourselves in prison or take ourselves out of prison. God is real. And we're fooling ourselves if we don't understand it. We can't stay in the spirit of bitterness and anger and shame because things we've done. But shame can do some things to you. It'll get your teeth. Also, shame dwells in your reins, in your kidneys. You have kidney problems? Just start looking about your life. Where have you failed? Where do you feel very frustrated? You understand what I'm saying? Because God says, I want you to live and not die. God says, I want you to proclaim the works of the Heavenly Father. He wants you to speak life to other people. But not always what you know is just because you know Him. In other words, just reach out and pray. Don't preach. Just pray. Because I guarantee you get a lot further praying than you will preaching. One time I ministered to my brother-in-law, which is he's a Southern Baptist deacon, and I prayed with his son in the hospital. He said, how do you know how to pray? How do you know? Because I quit preaching. Because I knew it was just like talking to that concrete there. But when I started praying, and he saw the clinical technology stuff that was plugged in start changing and the heart rate get right and all that. He said, how do you know how to pray? I don't know if I was praying right or not. It wasn't the words. But it was the relationship that I had at that particular moment with the Heavenly Father. But we need to understand that we need to change our attitudes. We need to change our countenance. In other words, your lips all hung out and eyes all wrinkled and you look like a prickly pear, and I'm guilty of that because I'm a very serious type person. And I need a merry heart. Jerry got on to me this morning. We need to laugh more. And she's right. I do. My wife's always there. She says, you need to laugh more. Well, guess what? Yeah, it works. And see, I've got to take that. I need to allow the Holy Spirit to lighten me up. You understand what I'm saying? Because He came to give me life, life more abundantly. And if I go around trying to analyze everything, then that gets me off into a fog over here that I'm not receiving what's going on around about me, and it puts me in the wrong mode. Then my wife says, well, why didn't you wash the dishes when I wanted you to? You know, and I'm off in la-la land. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. And then, anyway, God's got an answer to all these questions. You hear me? But we need to learn who He is. And nobody's took time to read the first 5 books of the Bible like we should. Because we start understanding who He is. And when He means no, He knows what the N is all about. He knows what all the O is all about. And we need to figure out what the N is about and the O is about. And then when He says now, we need to figure out what the N-O-W means. Not later. He means now. I could have missed it one time, just like I told you about the wreck I was in, and he said, I want you to go pray for him. And I started arguing, but he tried killing me. And he said, go pray for him. And I thank God that I did. Because I hate to know where I would be if I said no at that particular time. I wouldn't be standing here, I guarantee you that. Because I wouldn't be in compliance with Him. Hallelujah. You've all listened to me long enough. All of you stand up, because you need to get a little blood flowing. You need to wiggle around just a little bit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Reach up. Turn your palms up, and that means I surrender to you, Father. There's a lot of people just reach up and they'll have their hands like this right here. You know what that means? Halt. But it says, come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, right now. Lord, just move amongst the people. Lord, move in and out of their hearts, Lord God. Move into the every chamber of their hearts, Lord God. Move into every hall in their minds, into the hall of remembrance right now in Jesus' name. I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. Father, I believe in you.
I believe in you.
And Lord, come and be my Lord today. In every part of my life. And I believe, Father, you came and was manifested in the flesh, and was crucified, laid in the grave 3 days and three nights, now sitting on the right hand of the Heavenly Father, forever making intercession for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Right now. You guys want to be seated? We're going to have a coming out party. Hallelujah. And I suggest all of us cough, because we don't know if we've done it or we haven't done it. And I'm telling you, it's good. It's good. It's good to submit yourself to the Holy Spirit. And if it's not there, it's not going to come out. But yet it'll help somebody on either side of you if they've got an issue, it'll make them a lot easier to be embarrassed. It'll deal with pride. It deals with pride with you and also pride with them. So I desire to see everybody be set free. And guess what? I'm not counting numbers. I'm not counting numbers. I'm not taking names. Because once you tell me who you are and I pray for you, I have a hard time remembering your name. Because I want to dismiss it. Listen to me. Because he says, bear one another burdens, but how far do you bear them? Do you bear them every day? Or do you just bear them to the altar and turn them loose? If you bear him every day, then you get burdened down. And don't get me wrong. I mean, you're very precious. You're very important. But if I give you to God, can God take care of you better than I can?
Yes.
And that's what I'm really saying. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you. Lord, I lift these folks up. I lift them right into the ecclesiastical courts right now. And I plead their case, Father, right now in Jesus' name. I plead it and bind every evil and unclean spirit right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of depression right now in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of depression. Go right now in Jesus' name. All depression, come out right now in Jesus' name. All depression in Jesus' name. All oppression in Jesus' name. You come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come up right now in Jesus' name. And every door that oppression has opened, I speak to it right now in Jesus' name. All oppressions of strokes, all oppression of anger towards oneself, I speak to all diabetes, I speak to all cancer right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority, command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Loose them. You have no authority there in Jesus' name any longer in Jesus' name. I bind this oppression. I bind this depression right now in Jesus' name. I bind all self-hatred. Self-hatred, I bind you and break your powers in Jesus' name. Self-condemnation, I bind it. I break the power and command it loose you right now in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. All cancer, come out of the body right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All aggravation, all resentment right now in Jesus' name that I've been found out. I break that spirit right now. I break it and break it and command it loose you. I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it, break it, break it. I come against the principalities and powers over you right now in Jesus' name. I bind and break the powers that has consumed you in Jesus' name. That has tricked you, has caught you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Come out of the people right now. In Jesus' name. All brokenness in every area of your life. Broken heart, come out of the people right now. In Jesus' name. All broken hearts, come out of them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out of them right now. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. All disobedience. You spirit of disobedience, I bind you and I break your powers. I come against you. I come in agreements with the Father right now. All spirits of disobedience, you line up and you leave the people right now. You leave the people right now. All spirits of disobedience, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All self-destruction spirits, I bind you and break your powers in Jesus' name. All judgments, I come against the spirit of judgment right now in Jesus' name. You come out of them right now. Judging yourself or judging somebody else in Jesus' name. I bind you, break the power. Command to loose you, people, right now. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. Come up and come out right now in Jesus' name. Because I come against that principality and powers. I come against it. I break 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 it. I come against the ones in the heavens, the ones that rule over your home in Jesus' name, rule over your church. I break those things in Jesus' name. I come against that Saul spirit. I bind that spirit of Saul in the name of Jesus. And Jesus, you spirit of jealousy, I bind the spirit of jealousy right now in Jesus' name. Jealous of other ministry. Jealous of people's finances. Jealous of their home. Jealous of their cars. Jealous of their finances in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of jealousy right now in Jesus' name. And Jesus, covetousness, I break that spirit of covetousness right now in Jesus' name. I come against it. Well, my husband's not like him. In Jesus' name, I break it and bind and command loose you right now. My wife is not like her. I break it and bind and command loose her right now. In Jesus' name, I bind and break the powers of it. I break it. I come against the principalities and powers in the name of Jesus. I come against all fantasy right now. In Jesus' name, all fantasy lust. I break it and bind it. Command loose the people. All fantasy lust. Come out of them right now. In Jesus' name. Move. Move up. Come out. Lust of the eye, come out right now. I bind the principality, lust of the eye in the name of Jesus. Pride of life, I bind you principalities of pride of life. Come out of the people right now. Come out of them right now. Line up, come out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. All ministers that's been displaced, I come against that right now in Jesus' name. I come against all pride, a pride of ministry in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it, command loose you right now. In Jesus' name. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. I bind that spirit right now in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of resistance, rebellion in the name of Jesus. I refuse to minister in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. Because we're all called. If you've been sent to Jesus Christ, you've entered into the battle. Right now, I bind and break that power of entering into the battle right now, of refusing to refuse to stop from seeing death come to somebody in the name of Jesus. I break it and bind it and command to loose you in the name of Jesus. That means physically or spiritually in the name of Jesus. I bind and break the power and authority of it and command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. If you've encouraged somebody to go wrong in the name of Jesus or taught somebody wrong, I bind that curse that's been placed upon you right now. I commit it to you, the Father, right now. I come against the strong man in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we break that power. We break that authority in Jesus' name. Because, Lord, we speak life to these people, life and life more abundant. I come against the disease right now that attacks that body in that area in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If you have not understood the truth and you taught it wrong, I break that curse right now. Because Galatians says, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? I break that bewitching spirit right now in Jesus' name. I command it to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I release the Spirit of God to go down through every person's hall right now. Go into their closets right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All molestation in Jesus' name. I speak to it right now. In Jesus' name. All rapes. All mental rapes in the name of Jesus. You may have never touched them, but you've seen them go down the street and you said, oh me, if I could have a little bit of time with that in the name of Jesus. Whether it be male or female. In Jesus' name. I break it and bind it, command it loose right now in Jesus' name. All vain imagination, go. I come against the principalities, the powers of it. And I break it, I break it, I break it, I break it. I command it to come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. It says if you even entertain the thought, it is a sin. I bind and break the power and authority of the command to loose you right now. Come out of the heart. Come out of the heart right now in Jesus' name. Come out of the seat. Very seat of man in Jesus' name. Come out of their loins. Come out of their minds. Come out of their hearts. Come out of their mind. The intent of the mind in the name of Jesus, which connected to the heart right now in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. All lying spirits that come to them. All familiar spirits, I break them, bind and command it. Loose you in the name of Jesus. Command it, loose you right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. We magnify thee, God. We call these people up out of the pit. We pull them out of the pit right now in Jesus' name. And command to be loosed in Jesus' name. We speak health. We speak life. Life more abundant to them right now in Jesus' name. We cancel every curse, self-inflicted curse in the name of Jesus they put upon them. Lord, even all the food laws, the things that they ate that should not eat in Jesus' name. I come against all the crabs in the name of Jesus. I break that spirit over you right now. All the spirit of shrimp in Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of catfish come up and come out in the name of Jesus. Move, mercury, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus, all shellfish, I bind and break the power of shellfish in Jesus' name. That has mercury that can cause you to come to Alzheimer's later in life with combination of judging yourself and the mercury in Jesus' name. Now I come against the swine. All swine. Arthritis, I speak to you right now in Jesus' name. All joint displacement, move. Come out of them right now. Trigonosis, I bind you and break your powers and command you to loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All eating of the rabbit in the name of Jesus, I break it and bind it and command to loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move. In Jesus, all duck right now. All spirits of duck in the name of Jesus. They feed on the bottom. They eat the shellfish. And that's their main diet in Jesus' name. And they also have a webbed feet in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of it and command to loose it right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Eating any fur-bearing animal that he shouldn't have eaten in Jesus' name. Eating of the wolf, a bear in the name of Jesus. I break it and bind it and command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Come out of him right now in Jesus' name. Eating a squirrel in the name of Jesus. Come out of him right now in Jesus' name. I had to get deliverance of a squirrel one time. He'd come in and I caught it by the hand and he bit me through here and I was having all kinds of things and I didn't even realize it. Boy, and they called out squirrel and I manifested and thank God for it. I bind that spirit of squirrel right now in Jesus' name because all it is a rat. It's a tree rat. I come against eating a rat in the name of Jesus. I break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. You know, and the possum, the opossum, in the name of Jesus, that greasy, foul thing, thou shalt not eat the fat thereof, and that solid grease, in the name of Jesus. I come against eating coon, in the name of Jesus. Raccoon, in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it, command it loose you right now, in Jesus' name. You don't know what man has done. I mean, when we was 15, 14 years old, we kill anything, we eat anything, we think it's okay. I bind and break the power and authority of it, and command it loose us right now. In Jesus' name. I break all blood covenants right now in the name of Jesus where you have cut your hand and formed a blood covenant and have a blood brother. I break it and bind it, command to loose you when you're a child. In Jesus' name. I break that blood covenant. Come on out of there. Move up and come out. Come out of him right now in Jesus' name. All the blood covenants right now. Come up. Come up and out. In Jesus' name. Go. Cough it up. Don't sit there and pride. Cough it up. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. In Jesus' name. I bind all pierced ears right now. I break it and bind and command and loose you right now. All blood covenants with the person that pierced your ears right now. I bind and break the power and authority of it in the name of Jesus. I break that avenue of channeling in the name of Jesus. Command and loose you in Jesus' name. I break the power. I break the authority. I break it. I break it. I break it. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break it right now in Jesus' name. Command it to loose you right now in Jesus' name. I break it. The channeling between any tattoo artist. If you've got a tattoo on your body, I break it and command to loose you right now in Jesus' name. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I choose to forgive you because you knew not what you do. I choose to release you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I choose not to judge you in Jesus' name. Because now you know. Just don't go get another one. In Jesus' name. Because even if you get one right now, you know it's wrong. Because the Lord says not to mark your body or putting markings on your body. In the mighty name of Jesus right now. In Jesus' name. Forgive us in Jesus' name. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Anybody else got one issue, we'll call out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Okay. All aggravation against the weather in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Because we should be at peace with all places that we need to be. Peace with every season that comes in. Because a lot of people is only summertime people, and I want it summertime all year long. And I don't want no ice. I don't want no snow. I don't want to fall. Guess what? God created the seasons, and if you get aggravated, you're aggravated at God, and you're in the wrong place. You're in the wrong place. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Some people like the north. They want to be frozen all the time. They don't want the heat. They don't want to sweat. And mighty name of Jesus, we break these decisions. We break these attitudes that they choose not to sweat. And the Bible plainly says, you shall earn your living by the sweat of your what? Your face. Your face. Your face. That means sweat profusely. Because we all need to sweat in times because we need a cleansing of the pores of our body. You hear me? God made those sweat glands for a reason. And they need to operate. Now, I come against all this aluminum sulfate in deodorants you put under your arms, and you're saying, no, I'm not going to sweat. And that aluminum sulfate stops up the glands, and it causes nodules under your arms. I bind that right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All glands stopping right now. I bind and break the power and authority of it. And causing cysts to come underneath your arms. And not really. Yeah. I come against. All right. I'm telling you the truth. And I come against fear. If you've got foul deodorant of your feet, it's unadulterated fear. I mean, it is fear of man. And I know that we prayed over one man. You couldn't even, if he laid down and took off his shoes, you couldn't stay in the room with him. And when I said, God, what is this? What is this? And he said, fear. And I bound the spirit of fear over that man. And the next night, the smell was not there. And he didn't wash his shoes. There was no powder put in his shoes. He had the same socks on. The smell left. I knew another man. He was a preacher. Very highly intelligent. He thought he knew it all. He was a ranger. He was highly decorated in the military. And you couldn't stand to be in the room with him. But it was pride and fear mixed together. And his arms absolutely would gag a maggot. But he wouldn't receive prayer. And he went away the way he was. But I'm telling you, I prayed over other people like that, and the smell has left them. The smell has left them. I come against fear and pride right now in Jesus' name. Guess what? The Holy Spirit is free. But yet you go down to the makeup centers, and you go down to Walmart and buy all this deodorant, and we don't even need it. You buy this perfume, try to hide. What you're really trying to do is hide the evil spirits that come upon you. I bind and break the power and authority of it right now. Fear. Anxiety. I bind it and break the power. I break the spirit of every evil force that comes against you right now in Jesus' name. Command it to loose you right now in Jesus' name. All smell in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now. The stinking... Huh? Yeah, and that's really a death spirit that's been invoked on you because you're scared to death in Jesus' name. And it starts at your feet first. Starts at your feet first in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Or let it come out any way it can. If you've got to get up and go to the restroom, get up and go to the restroom right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on out of there right now in Jesus' name. Come on out of there right now. All frustration, all fear. Come out of it right now in Jesus' name. Move up, come out. Come up out right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And praise you and glorify you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And praise you and glorify you right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Stand. Everybody stand to their feet. Wiggle around. See if God's done something for you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, right now I ask you to come and fill the people up right now. Fill them up with your love, Lord God. Fill them up with peace, Father. Fill them up, Lord God, with joy, Lord. Fill them up with long suffering, Lord God, right now in Jesus' name. Lord, fill them up with temperance, Father, in the name of Jesus. Fill them up with goodness right now. Everywhere, the pommel worm, the caterpillar, the canker worm, the locust is eaten. God, fill them up right now in Jesus' name. Restore, Father, restore. Because in Joel 2:38, it says, anybody who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be restored, shall be delivered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Restore, Lord God, right now. I speak a healing to every place in the body that these things could have left. Right now, I speak a healing. Just put your hand on your body where you've had an ailment. Right now, in Jesus' name, I speak a healing right now, in Jesus' name. Heal, Father, right now, in Jesus' name. Heal them, Father, right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I praise you and glorify you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Lord, right now, we thank you, God, for, and I praise you, Father, for what you've done. God, I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. Lord, I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name. Lord, we bless the food for the nourishment of our bodies. Lord, bless them, Lord God, as they eat the nourishment, Father, that they would be able to move and function, Lord. I bless their bowels right now in Jesus' name. Their bowels of compassion, Father. I praise you and glorify you right now in Jesus' name. I lift them up on high. We thank you, Father, and we praise you and glorify you. Lord, you've called them. Now you equip them, Father. And Lord, I release them to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.